The global statesmen are very busy selling us war ad infinitum right now. What do we feel about that? Is it righteous? Is it loving? What do our hearts say? What does our reason tell us must be done about it? Let's hearken to that. Hearken on that. Quoting from another New York Times article, the military exercise, which involved 18,000... Should I put on my newsreel voice? You guys know what a newsreel is? The military exercise, which involved 18,000 American and Allied troops, offers a window into how American commanders are countering not just Russian troops and tanks, but also twisted truths. The exercise occurred as President Trump, boo, is sidling up to Moscow. American commanders, yay, say they are tuning out Mr. Trump's comments, strengthening ties to Allied armies, increasing the number of troops and spies devoted to Russia, and embracing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis's newest defense strategy that focuses more on potential threats from Russia and China and less on terrorism. Quoting from somebody, the Russians are actively seeking to divide our alliance, and we must not allow that to happen, said Dan Coats, the Director of National Intelligence. Anthemic music swells. This is quoting from the U.S. military is training to counter Russian might, a campaign to fight cyber attacks, too, by Eric Schmidt, the New York Times of June 30th, 2018. Are we feeling it? Did we know that we had allies and adversaries in people unknown to us? Oceans separating us? Wouldn't we rather invite them over for coffee and discuss how to get these power-obsessed global statesmen out of our lives? That's what our bodies want to do. Our bodies want to be free. Even those of the few among us who contemplate the state with gratitude. And they are certainly a minority. Though we can't know to what degree from state propaganda dispensaries, we can't read answers to questions like these. How many of us globally want to reap the abundance we ourselves sow, with our sisters and brothers working in global cooperation, without coercion and unmanaged, while having fun doing it, and using all our gifts which before lay fallow? What gets in the way of that vision? Why aren't we discussing it?